gentle spirits. Your dreams did indeed bring you here. Oh, that was Here to Hear, a band often spoken of as Consciousness That Rocks. I love that song. That was actually the theme song on another radio show that I did. It's up to you to choose. That is what that song is all about. Your dreams brought you here, and your dreams will take you wherever it is that you are wanting to go. Anyway, I am having a wonderful time here today. And if you're just joining us, my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am your host every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern for the show Inner Divinity, Knowing and Living from the Source Within. And today we are talking about how everything we experience is affected by everything we think and feel and say and do, and really learning how to positively affect our everyday lives by something, sometimes something so small, just a really small little shift in our perspective or how we're thinking about something. And to help us do that, we are using a list of power patterns that are listed in a book called Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. And those power patterns are listed on page 168 and 169 of that book. They're also on the Facebook page that's up there for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And so I hope you really enjoyed that music. And if you want to know more about who I am a spiritual life coach and metaphysical minister with a master's degree in holistic psychology and 25 years clinical experience. I use muscle testing to know the truth and also communicate easily with your higher self. I read the Akashic Records and teach WOW processing and bliss work, two energy psychologies I co-created, because my passion is helping people heal and grow. I work nationally by phone, 513-248-0069, with details online at louisadyer.com. I look forward to connecting with you. What we're really doing here on the show is figuring out how to tap into that God spark, that inner divinity that lives within each and every one of us, because doing that really helps us feel better. It helps us feel more connected, more peaceful, more productive, more joyful. It also lets us feel more love. And love is a powerful state to be in. And when we feel more love, it's easier to be abundant. And it has to happen inside of us first before it can show up on the outside. That's a law of the universe. That is an understanding that anyone who studies physics really gets. That's how energy works. It has to happen on the inside, and then it can show up on the outside. And so that's what we're really doing, is looking at how to be aware of and how to make those little bitty shifts inside of ourselves so that we can actually tap into our own power. And that's what we're looking at today, are these things that Hawkins calls power patterns. What they really are is a list of attitudes and perspectives and points of view. They're like, you know, polar opposites, some of them, even though the opposite seems very subtle. Some of them, the opposite is very obvious. But one opposite, one side of it is powerful and the other side is not. It's one is positive, one is negative. We started off by using the example of being trusting, which is a powerful positive state, and being gullible, which is a weak, negative, detrimental state. And so we're continuing with looking at some of those because it makes such a big difference. And I'm going to again read this quote that I started with before for those who are just joining us to tell you why we're even bothering with this. This is again from page 170 in the revised edition of Power Versus Force. And I quote, "Simply reading over this list, you are no longer the same person you were before. Merely to become acquainted with the differences between these polarities begins to increase one's inner power. With these distinctions in mind, we will start to notice things we never observed before. Such revelations occur because, as the reader will discover, the universe favors power. Moreover, the universe does not forget. There are many sides to the question of karma, But every choice of who and how to be is a choice of great consequence. All of our choices reverberate through the ages. The universe holds its breath as we choose, instant by instant, which pathway to follow. For the universe, the very essence of life itself, is highly conscious. Every act, thought, and choice adds to a permanent mosaic. Our decisions ripple through the universe of consciousness to affect the lives of all. Lest this idea be considered either merely mystical or fanciful, let us remember that fundamental tenet of the new theoretical physics. Everything in the universe is connected with everything else. Wow. Think about that. Everything in the universe is connected with everything else. And so that means everything that we do with and for ourselves is also affecting every other person, every other thing that's going on in the universe. And so we read things that inspire us to help ourselves as well as help the world and everyone in it. So we study this list, these power patterns, we make decisions, and we initiate change that is sometimes seems like a very small shift. But when we initiate those changes in our own perception, in our own perspective, they can make really huge changes in our lives. You know, it's like a compass. If you're a sailor or you've ever been hiking and you use a compass and you know exactly where you're supposed to be headed, if you change the degree that you're headed, just one degree, at first that difference is very, very small. But before you've gone too far, it's really obvious you're going to wind up in a very different place just by making a very tiny course correction. And so that's really what we're doing here, is we're talking about how we can make those tiny, sometimes not so tiny, but the results of them are never tiny, but we can make tiny, tiny little shifts in how we think or how we hold ourselves or how we discuss something. And it can change the whole trajectory of not only a conversation or a business deal, but actually our whole entire lives. And so we're going to go back now and look at that list of power patterns that is in this book, Power Versus Force. And I also have it posted on the Facebook page for this show, which is called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So you have a cheat sheet if you want it. There are way too many words on this sheet, too many pairs of words on this sheet for us to look at them all. I've just picked out some that are easy to think about and talk about and that are actually pretty simple to make a big difference. And so the next set that we want to talk about here is two words that are actually obviously opposite: accepting and rejecting. We all know what that is, to accept something or to reject something. And what has been discovered through research and through power, and believe me, it has been researched beyond any doubt that it could be true. Accepting is a powerful state to be in. Accepting calibrates over 200 on that map of consciousness we were talking about, meaning that it is powerful, it's beneficial, it's a true or enlightening place to be. Whereas rejecting is a negative state. It calibrates below the level of 200 on that map of consciousness, meaning it doesn't have any power, and it's also detrimental. It could be called negative. So the way that we can use this, because clearly some of us, you know, we like some things, we don't like some things. So I'm not saying to accept what you don't want. No. Accept what you do want, reject what you don't want. But the difference is, when you're in a situation, find what you can accept and focus on what you are accepting rather than what you're rejecting. Put your energy toward things that you want to happen because they're things that you accept, rather putting your energy toward things that you reject, because that requires force and doesn't empower you to focus on things that you don't want. It empowers you to focus on things you do want. So whether you're having a conversation with somebody or whether you're doing a business deal or whether you're thinking about your own life, what you really want to do is focus on what you accept and be in that state of accepting rather than rejecting. So if somebody's telling you a story and there are parts of it you believe and there are parts of it you don't believe, just don't even focus on what you reject. Focus on what you accept. It can make a big difference, and it's just a shift in the way you think. It can be simple. It could also be easy, but it's deceptively simple because it can make a huge, profound difference in your own level of consciousness. That makes sense, right?
I hope so.
Another one of these power patterns that we're going to talk about is appreciative versus envious. Think about that for a minute. Appreciative. That has power. That calibrates as true. It's beneficial for your own being and raises the consciousness within your life if you are in a state of appreciation. However, if you're in a state of envy, that's not positive. That's actually negative. That lowers your vibration to be in a state of envy. When I was studying psychology, we talk about the difference between envy and jealousy. And we actually said, you know, jealousy is where you don't want somebody to have what they have. You're jealous of them having it, and you don't want them to have it. And envy is where you want what they have. And so envy was a much better place to be than jealousy. And I would still agree with that, that if I want what you have, then that makes me reach for something that I don't have, and that reaching for something can be a good thing. And whereas jealousy is never a good thing. Jealousy just means not only do I not have what you have and I want it, but I don't want you to have it either. So jealousy is a really negative sort of emotion and keeps you in a low state. Envy is higher than jealousy. You know, it means I want what you have. I don't mind that you have it, but I want it too. And sometimes that can actually propel me forward. But what we see here by looking at these power patterns is if I can move up from a state of envy into a state of appreciation, that I've actually increased my chances for actually having that thing that I wanted that I didn't think I had before. So what I can do is I can appreciate what it is that I'm wanting. I can appreciate, you know, whatever it is about it that I like, the sound of it or the color of it or the energy behind it, and really get myself in a state of appreciating whatever that is rather than staying stuck in a state of craving it or desiring it, which is what envy is. Because desiring is actually a state of consciousness that's below the level of truth. It's below the level of 200 on that map of consciousness. Whereas appreciation is very high. That's gratitude. That's a very high level of power. And so, again, it's just a shift we make in how we're thinking about something that can seem really simple, but it can give us a huge boost in not only what it is that we're looking for, but in our own energy level. So that's the difference in being appreciative and being envious. One has power, one doesn't. One is positive, one is negative. One is actually beneficial to life itself. The other is not. It's detrimental. And so, amazing. A little thing can make that big of a difference. You want to raise your power level. You will focus on accepting rather than rejecting. You will focus on being appreciative rather than being envious. The next power pattern we want to look at is, it's sort of like when we talked about before. This is the difference between believing and insisting. Believing is just a function of knowing your own self. What do you believe? Being okay with what you believe, in holding that. And insisting, of course, is when you insist either of yourself or someone else that they believe a particular thing. It's like it's demanding, you know. Insisting is not just being okay with where you are.
It's trying to get somebody else to be where you are. And that's force. And that's why it doesn't have power, because it's force. Believing, on the other hand, can have a great deal of power. Believing as an action, as a state of being, is just a neutral way of being, is whatever. It's what you believe in that determines whether it's a powerful belief or a positive belief or a detrimental one. But the act of believing in something has power in and of itself. But the moment you start insisting that someone else believe it, you have just lost your power. Because insisting is a negative force, whereas believing is a powerful energy field. So that is a very interesting thing to talk about. I've watched people do this with themselves, where they believe something, or they're not sure they believe something, or they're confused about something. And instead of taking the time to actually explore that inside of themselves and get clear, they try to make themselves believe something because they think they should. And you know what? That doesn't work. First of all, it just simply doesn't work. But second of all, the reason it doesn't work is because it doesn't have any power in it. It is a forceful act. I'm getting a lot of static here, and I don't know if this is my headset or on the radio. So hopefully you're not hearing that static. And if you are, someone will call me and tell me what to do about it. I think that's very interesting. We cannot make ourselves believe something. We believe what we believe, and we believe it until our minds get changed, or we change our own minds. And it's forceful to try to make ourselves believe something. And we don't have any power when we're trying to use force. And so, you know what? I am going to put on a little music here and see if I can figure out what all this static is that I'm hearing. And I'm really hoping that you're not hearing that static. So here's a little music while I figure out a technical problem. Just assured that static is, who knows what that is. Nobody seems to. But it's not coming over the radio, so I'm happy about that. This is Louisa Dyer again, and our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we are talking about power patterns and looking at how just a little tiny shift in the way that we think, or what we're thinking, the way that we're looking at something, can make a really big, really, really big shift in what's going on in our lives, what's going on in our mind. And we've looked at accepting and rejecting. We've looked at appreciative and envious. We've looked at believing and insisting. We're going to look at one more, and then we're going to actually take a real scheduled music break. And it's one of my favorites. It's choosing to versus having to. And it's something I've used with my clients for a really long time. If you can notice whenever you say need in your own mind and raise your awareness up to, when you hear yourself say need or should, let that be a big bell going off in your head and see if you can switch that to want. Instead of I need to do this or I should do this, I want to do that. Because if you can shift it up from need to want, you've really raised the vibration a great deal. And if you can then shift it up, I choose, then you've raised it even further. So if you start out thinking in terms of I need to do this, stop, listen to the bell go off, go, whoa, wait a minute, let's see if I want to. Okay, I want to do that. Oh, cool. And if that feels right, then let's see if you can raise it up one more level to I choose to do that. Because the moment you choose, you're generating power. It's just the way we're built. And so that's really what this power pattern is talking to. Choosing to has power in it, and it will connect you with the source of divinity inside of you. Whereas having to does not have power in it. It's a force, and it's negative. It's detrimental. And most of us can't make ourselves do anything anyway. We sure can't make anybody else do anything. So rise yourself, raise yourself up from that state of thinking you have to, or you should, or you need to, up to want. And then from want, it's easy to make the jump up to choose. And if what you discover in that process is that you can't actually move up from should or need to want, that you don't really want to do it, then my suggestion is give yourself a break and let yourself not do it. Because if you really don't want to do it, all the force in the world is not going to make you have a good time doing it. And if you're actually in a low energy state doing it, it's probably not going to benefit you as much as anything else would where you get to be in a high energy state. So that power dynamic between choosing to and having to, I think that's a really, really, really important one. So choosing to has power. It's beneficial. It helps put you in touch with the God inside of you. Having to is forceful. It doesn't work. First of all, it's not effective. But second of all, it's detrimental. Because you can feel that force, and most of us simply don't like to be forced. So today we've really looked at power patterns and what that means, and how just by having what oftentimes is a simple shift in our perspective or our perception or in the way we're thinking about something, that it can make a profound change in how we think or feel or live. That's what we're doing. We're actually doing that on every show. We are talking about the simple ways that we can make profound differences in what we're doing, how we're living, what our connection is with that source inside of us. Because I believe that having a connection with that divine source, that is our birthright. And so we're going to look every week at how to do things and think things, and a lot of times very simple stuff that can make a very big difference. And if you want to know more about the book I was using today, or that list of power patterns that I was talking about, and you don't have an opportunity to get on Facebook and look at that, they can all be found on Dr. Hawkins' website, which is Veritas Pub, and I'll spell that V-E-R-I-T-A-S-P-U-B. VeritasPub.com. And he also has a phone number where you can order his material, and that's 928-282-8722. And again, that's Dr. David Hawkins. The book is Power versus Force. It's an amazing book. It's been translated into 25 languages, has sold well over 1 million copies, and world leaders as well as spiritual seekers all over the world use this book and the map of consciousness that's in it on a regular basis. It's the book that explains how to know whatever truth is that you want to know, because all truth is knowable. I've read probably 10,000 books about spirituality and religion and God, and I can honestly say that this series of books that Dr. David Hawkins wrote, beginning with Power versus Force, is without a doubt the most powerful series of books I've ever read about spirituality, because he really explains in a very logical, rational way how everything works, and I really appreciate that. So if you are willing to have a change in attitude, if you're willing to feel empowered, then there are ways that you can do that. You can make a difference in your own life. And usually what you have to do that is very simple. It's not always easy. Trust me, I lived in the pits of hell myself for the first 30 years of my life and did not know how to get out and tried everything in the world I knew. But what actually brought me up and out of that was connecting with that divine source inside of me. It takes willingness to do that. It takes courage to do that, partly because it takes courage to let go all the stuff that is detrimental to life and embrace the stuff that's positive. But we are divinely created beings. That God energy, that source, that, you know, universal flow, whatever you want to call that, it is in us. It lives in our hearts, and it's our birthright. And so we get to claim it. And that is the joy of life and the joy of living, as far as I'm concerned. And so we are almost out of time here. It just is amazing to me how fast this goes. So, but before we close the show today, I want to give you one more example of these power patterns that we've been talking about today and just what a huge difference it can make just by changing your perspective just a little bit. And one of these power patterns is grateful versus indebted. Think about that for a minute. To be grateful, that is to actually have a feeling, a sensation inside of you of being appreciative. It's gratitude, and it's an actual sensation that is empowering and uplifting, and it opens your heart. It actually puts you in touch with God, with Source. Indebted, on the other hand, that feeling of being indebted, that is not a powerful feeling. That is a feeling that is negative. That is a feeling that is detrimental, actually, because indebted implies feeling guilty, feeling less than, feeling like you owe someone, being worried. There's a whole lot of negative energy that goes along with that sense of being indebted. So that would be the suggestion, and what I'm going to end the show here with today is the suggestion would be to give up the idea of being indebted and instead focus on how grateful you are for whatever it is you received that you used to feel indebted about. And let go of the sense of indebtedness and just be in a state of gratitude. Be in a state of thankfulness and gratefulness that you have this credit, for example, that bought you this car. Instead of feeling indebted to the bank for the car or the house, focus on the gratitude you feel for having the car or the house. Or do that in your relationships with other people. Whatever you can do to let go of that sense of indebtedness and embrace a sense of gratitude will move you from a negative, low energy place of force into a higher energy, positive place of power. And so that's where we're going to close the show today. Again, I just want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you join me right here every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. on WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, your host for Inner Divinity, and I'm signing off for today, and enjoy the music.